but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
You've got the home of the truth. Back to the bald-faced truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Well, the WCC made some news this week. They are expanding, or they already expanded, I guess. They announced it. WCC adding UC San Diego to begin play in 2027. Here to talk about it, WCC Commissioner Stu Jackson. How you doing, Stu?
I'm doing well, John. How about yourself?
Big week for you guys, adding a school. What's that feel like?
No, it feels good. You know, we were in a position, John, as I've, told most of the listeners before when I've had the fortunate chance to be on your show previously, that, this current season, we're going to be at 12 members. That's 10 full-time members, along with the two affiliates, Oregon State and Washington State, in 12 sports. Next year, Gonzaga will be leaving as a full-time member, which will take, as well as Oregon State and Washington State, which takes us down to 9 members. A 9's not a good number, so at some point we needed to add a 10th member to the conference, and we are extremely pleased to be adding UC San Diego beginning competition in the 2027-28 season.
Why UC San Diego? Why did they fit in your mind?
For a number of reasons, John. Their leadership at UC San Diego is very committed athletically. They've only been in Division I, I believe, a total of 5 years, and only eligible to participate in the basketball tournament last year. And that resulted in their men and their women both making it to the NCAA tournament in both sports, and that's the first time that that's ever happened in history, and they did it in their first year of eligibility. But more importantly than that, as an institution, academically, they're elite. Athletically, they're very committed and have exhibited a level of performance. Geographically, they fit with us. And, UC San Diego, they put the student first, and student-athlete wellness is a key pillar for the West Coast Conference. So for all of those reasons I mentioned, we really feel like they are a tailored fit.
When you look at the WCC, or I think about the WCC, I think of faith-based schools. This is a departure from that. Was that a difficult thing for the presidents and your board to embrace, or sign of the times, or, where were their minds on that?
Yeah, it was not difficult for our president's council to embrace. I think there's an understanding amongst our president's council, and a credit to them, at the changing landscape of collegiate athletics, John. It's not like the old days, and we can't just simply align ourselves competitively with purely like schools. So you have to pick your priorities. And, our priorities are UC San Diego's priorities, and that is academics, athletic performance, certainly being in the footprint, so we're not going coast to coast, week to week, and a focus on the student-athlete wellness and experience. Those have to be the key criteria in this changing collegiate athletic landscape.
When I think about the future, I wonder about St. Mary's. They've been bantered about as a possible Pac-12 addition. Are you playing a little bit of defense with this, or where does your conversation with St. Mary's stand right now?
No, we're not going to play defense really against anyone. We're constantly going to try as a conference to be, on the offensive, to remain innovative, to be nimble enough and hopefully smart enough to change with this landscape. But I will tell you, throughout it all, St. Mary's has been a very committed member to the West Coast Conference. John, listen, and I don't say that being naive. in today's landscape, every institution owes it to themselves to see what's out there, if there is an opportunity for realignment. And I'm not naive to think that, you know, some of our institutions in the West Coast Conference have made those calls. And it's a credit to our institutions that some other conferences would actually be interested in potentially aligning with them. All that being said, you know, St. Mary's has, at least in my mind, behaved like a member who's focused purely on the future of the West Coast Conference. And that goes from their leadership on down in trying to make this conference one of the, or the best mid-major conference in the country. And that's where they stand.
The landscape in general, you've talked often about, you know, protecting the NCAA tournament. You know, you're a, you know, men's basketball becomes huge for your conference, given that there's no football played in it. Where does the WCC fit in the ecosystem in your mind?
You know, I believe that, you know, we are in a unique position. And from day one, John, I've really felt what is unique and special about this conference is the historical athletic performance in all of our sports, inclusive of basketball. And I'm speaking primarily of our Olympic sports. It makes us unique because we're able to compete on a national level. And when I say compete, I'm talking multiple bids in many of those sports, like men's golf, women's golf, women's soccer, men's soccer, beach volleyball, men's and women's tennis. And you couple that with the performance in, men's and women's basketball, and where we fit, you know, we fit smack dab in the middle. And when I say in the middle, with the upper echelon being those Power Four football conferences, and in basketball, add to that the Big East. But then after that, you know, that's where our space is, and we are going to continue to aspire to be an elite mid-major conference.
Do you have concerns about the Power Four trying to take the NCAA tournament and turn it into something that maybe it's not designed to be?
It's a little bit of a trick question, John, because I don't know what the NCAA tournament is really designed to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, the history of the NCAA tournament is that it has always evolved in terms of the number of teams, the structure of the bracket, and certainly the number of eyeballs that, are on this tournament. It's evolved. So I don't know what the right model looks like. Mm-hmm. But that being said, you know, the Power Four football conferences, I think for conferences like ours, we understand that their goals, their issues, they're different from ours. And we recognize that. And one of their issues is they really feel like they drive much of the brand in college athletics. Now, I don't necessarily happen to agree with that wholeheartedly, but they also feel that, you know, by having different issues, feeling that they drive brand and they invest more monetarily, that they should have more access to championships. And I hear you. You know, I understand the logic. I don't necessarily agree with that because, John, if that were true, you know, the biggest spenders should have the most access, drive the success. I mean, the Yankees would be in the World Series every year, but they're not, particularly in the sport of basketball where, as we know, you've got five-man teams, and if you manage your program correctly, you do a good job of player development, you have an adequate level of revenue sharing, you know, you get lucky, and you can compete with really anyone. So all we want as mid-major conferences, though, is access to that tournament. I don't know what the structure is going to look like. You know, it may expand. It may not. But as long as we have access, and financially we're not disadvantaged in terms of revenue sharing from the NCAA to conferences like ours, hey, Power Four, have at it.
Stu Jackson with us, WCC Commissioner. Will there be further additions, or is this just a, hey, you're making this move and sitting tight for a bit?
Well, again, going back to one of your other questions, we're going to be on the offensive, John. Our president, about a year and a half ago, committed that when we were also at 9 members at that time, they committed that we wanted to add 1 to 3 more members to the WCC. In their minds, that was optimal. And we'll continue to, pursue that.
Stu Jackson, college football is going on, but basketball is not far away. What can you do as a conference to try to create additional revenue? We see Oregon and Gonzaga coming up with a early season game and our game in December that they'll get the bulk of the profits from. Is this kind of the future model for some non-conference matchups?
I do think it is, part of the model, John. And, for conferences like ours, I think it's really important that we try as best we can to create more premium level matchups against not only Power Four schools, but even strong mid-major schools in an effort to obviously generate revenue, generate interest, but to also bolster our metrics, because at the end of the day, you're going to have success in the NCAA tournament if you not only qualify, but you qualify with a resume and metrics that allow you to improve your seeding. And for us as mid-major conferences to survive, I think you have to, think that way.
Stu Jackson, congrats. You got a new school in your stable. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, anytime, John. Always enjoy it.
There he is, former Kamikaze kid, Stu Jackson, now the commissioner of the WCC. They've got UC San Diego in the fold. We've got Punch It Audio coming up. The best sound from all around. Stick around on this Friday.